Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Brooke, you gave blood yesterday.
I did.
Great thing to do. They're in Renmark for one more day.
Yeah, just this morning again. So if you have a chance, Riverland, definitely get down there.
Super easy to book, super accommodating. I learn a lot coming with you. It was a lot of fun. This is how it went down.
So the first step, which they always have here at Lifeblood, is to fill out a bit of a questionnaire. It's got all sorts of questions, medical history, right down to whether you've had a tattoo or a piercing in the last 4 weeks, because that all sort of comes into play. And then I usually go in, talk to a nurse, they go through the questionnaire with me, and then we donate the blood.
I gotta say, I am so proud of Brooke right now. She's taking the paperwork like a champ.
The problem I'm having now, Bob, I have the nervous wheeze.
You're still having to go.
Still having to go to the toilet.
Or you're sending the message, hey, fluids, they gotta go. Your blood has time to get used to the idea of leaving your body.
I'm setting a standard for my blood, but that's how easy it's gonna be.
Hillary has just grabbed Brooke for her interview. I'm feeling a bit insecure. Normally, Brooke and I do interviews together. We're a duo. What could she be interviewing for? Is it a new job? Is she moving away? Is she getting away from me? Am I going to be on my own again? You've just had the interview. You've picked out, may I say, a beautiful bed to get this done on. How are you feeling?
Yeah, feeling really good. The interview was really nice. They just sort of chat you through, ask what arm I want to donate from, and then brought me out here to the lovely bed selection that we have.
I suppose the first check is to see whether or not Brooke has blood.
So a bit of a weird flex, but I've just been told I have really good veins.
We really are giving away the good stuff here today.
We're also trying to race my best time, which is around the 7 minute mark. So we'll see how good the blood's flowing today. Felt really good though, went in really smoothly. I didn't really feel anything, just a small pinch. Feeling fine now, it's just like I'm laying on a bed.
Halfway time, 4 minutes 38.
So we're slipping behind. A few tricks though to get the blood flowing faster. Squeezing my hand with it's got a little foam roller in it at the moment, helps move blood faster. Also my glutes and my ankles, I can move around.
Do you really want to rush it?
Yes, I do. Just to beat the record, nothing else.
Final time, 8 minutes 31 seconds.
Look, I feel like it's a bit of a second place, but I'll take it. It's okay.
Next one's in September, already booked in. See if we can crack it then. We're heading to the snack table now. What are you hoping for?
Oh, look, I really want something savoury. I think I've said the word snack about 5 times in the last 30 seconds. I'm definitely looking forward to
what. What do we got? Some little Arnott's biscuits. I know you do like the cheese dippy.
I do, a good old-fashioned little snack. There's also some full packets of chips here, which I'm quite impressed with. So I'll sit down and have something. It's a very important cause. You know, they need the blood, not just in the Riverland, but across Australia. Why not help out if you can?